A new royal train has rolled into Kingston Station. Yesterday marked the 1,100th anniversary of the coronation of England's first king. It was on that day in 925 AD that Athelstan, known as the greatest Saxon king, was crowned at All Saints Church in Kingston town centre. The new South Western Railway train named after him rolled into Kingston Station at midday. It was greeted by Lib Dem leader and MP for Kingston and Surbiton, Sir Ed Davey.
I don't think anyone envisaged the dedication of a train as being part of that. It's slightly surreal, but I guess you might say the whole thing is slightly surreal. I just wonder what King Athelstan would have made of the train.
It was flanked by Saxon warriors. Children from King Athelstan Primary were also there wearing crowns, and the train was even given a blessing by the Bishop of Kingston, Martin Gainsborough.
Bless her passengers, bless their travel, aboard may all their cares unravel. Bless SWR execs and staff, bless drivers, cab and travel pass. Bless Kingston, fair town we love the most. Bless Father, Son and Holy Ghost.
Tom Holland is the co-host of the Rest is History podcast.
I'm not sure I love Athelstan, but I admire him for the role that he plays in the forging of what becomes the United Kingdom of England. And the reason that Kingston is so important in this story is that he's crowned here on the banks of the Thames, because the Thames had been the border between what had previously been often two rival kingdoms, the Kingdom of Wessex and the Kingdom of Mercia. And Athelstan is crowned as the king of both of them. And so it kind of creates Southumbria, and he then goes on 2 years later to conquer Northumbria, and these are the building blocks of what becomes the Kingdom of England.
When we say Elizabeth I or Henry VIII, it's something everyone knows, but they don't know Athelstan.
I think the reason for that is twofold, really. The first is that the sources for Athelstan's reign are much kind of patchier than they are for Henry VIII or Elizabeth I, or even for Athelstan's grandfather, Alfred the Great. Alfred had a biographer who commemorated his memory, and that's why Alfred ends up being called the Great. Athelstan doesn't have that kind of PR advantage. But I think the other reason is that I think most people in England probably don't often think about how England came into being. I mean, might be tempted just to think, well, England has always existed, but it hasn't. And it's thanks to Athelstan, thanks to his father and his aunt, and thanks to his grandfather Alfred, that England really comes into being. And today has been a wonderful opportunity to mark that achievement.
And you mentioned it's a bit of a mad day, blessing a train, something you've never done before. For Athelstan, you think would have liked it?
I think Athelstan would have been overjoyed. I mean, it's been both a mad and a glorious day. We've had warriors in chainmail queuing up to buy tickets. We've had bishops blessing the train. We've had MPs. We've had Lord Mayors. We've had representatives from Saxony. And we have this train named after an Anglo-Saxon king. And that, I suspect, is not something that often happens.
And you can say that's the best PR out of everything.
That's amazing PR. Amazing PR for Athelstan and for South West Railways.
Joe Silk is from South Western Railway.
So well done on pulling today off, because I understand a lot of it is down to you. How has the event gone?
Oh, it's been absolutely marvellously, and what a pleasure to have Tom Holland unveiling our train. Who could be better, alongside Ed Davey, the Mayor, the Bishop? Oh, it's been such a glorious day.
And Athelstan is really being celebrated in Kingston, so I'm guessing that's definitely something SWR wanted to be involved with.
Absolutely, we are the only train operator to serve Kingston, so we wanted to be part of these celebrations, not just for Kingston, as we've heard, for the whole nation, but really highlighting Kingston's remarkable history and celebrating its present and future.
Have you ever seen a train blessed before?
I haven't. So we had one a non-SWR train blessed before, but this is the first SWR train to be blessed.
And this train, now that's called Athelstan, it's rolled out and it'll be used so people can spot it.
This is a train that's been in service, and it will continue to be in service for many years to come. People will spot the Athelstan train. Hopefully that inspires them to discover more about Athelstan, and in particular his coronation here in Kingston.
The event ended with music from Tiffin School's choir. My name's Lucy Mayer, reporting for 107.8 Radio Jackie.